issue before us today, Senate Bill 321, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the organization grant fund for payment as an organizational grant to the Aleutian East Borough and providing for an effective date. I would declare the public hearing open and ask the sponsor of the bill if he could explain what we have. I do have a pretty complete backup from Senator Jaroff's action, including the action of the Senate Finance Committee, stating that they intend that there should be a supplemental on this if needed. And Senator Jaroff, would you like to tell us about the bill?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chairman. For the record, Senator Jaroff, District N, and I appreciate the Chairman bringing the bill up very early in the session, and in that it could, if we can get it past this body and the other body and through the administration, that we could meet the state's obligation in making available to a newly formed borough the initial $300,000 that we are bound to pay by the laws that are currently on the books. And next year there is a $200,000 commitment by the state, and then the third year would be $100,000, which would give a total of $600,000 that the state is obligated to provide for a newly formed borough. And last year we tried to include this in the budgetary process, but since the borough is not formed and the voters had not had the opportunity to vote in the formation of that borough, there was probably a good argument for not including that. And as a result, during that time, during the last general election early in November, the voters of the at least six communities formed what was called the Aleutians East Borough, and are currently conducting business as a borough in the early stages of their formation, and do actually need the initial $300,000 to supplement their costs. Currently, it's my understanding that the city of Sand Point is contributing the startup costs to the borough, and without expeditious action by the legislature early, the borough will have to seek other sources of funding, which will be basically borrowing the money from private industry. So basically, I guess that's pretty much the whole purpose of this in a nutshell. There is somebody here from the administration to probably answer any of the technical questions.
I have questions of the
Senator. Is the seat of the government going to be Sand Point?
There is a question there. Part of it will be in Sand Point, I understand, part in King Cove, but for the most part, Sand Point has provided the office space and the support staff for it.
Do they consolidate the RDAAs out there, or is it all one now?
It'll combine three school districts. They're in the process of electing a school board, and I suspect that'll take place this next month. It'll combine the Sand Point, King Cove, and the Aleutian School District.
That should save more than $300,000 right there, shouldn't it? You can't have three commissioners or superintendents.
No, eventually it'll be a savings.
I don't argue about where the capitals in Sand Point and King Cove.
We do have Jim Blassman here from the Department of Community and Regional Affairs, and we do have a comment that they're on this, a position paper. Jim, do you want to testify or?
Actually, sure.
Yes. Identify yourself, please, for the record.
My name is Jim Plasman. I'm Deputy Director with the Municipal and Regional Assistance Division of the Department of Community and Regional Affairs. I really can only echo Senator Jaroff's comments. The department is fully behind the this appropriation. There is a legal obligation for these organizational grants to the newly formed boroughs. Just as a little additional background information, because the municipality was not in existence as of July 1 of this fiscal year, they will not be eligible for revenue sharing. So this is an important source of revenue for the municipality. They will be able to receive municipal assistance, however.
That's an interesting little anomaly. We'll check that out. I wasn't aware of that. I mean,
well, they have to divide the total amount.
Yeah, by and the dates are,
back,
you know, that's true. Except I don't know when that supplemental comes. We'll just take a look at that. there's a certain amount withheld for, and I don't know, it may be that the timing is all wrong. Fine. Are there questions of Mr. Bosman? Fine. Thank you very much. Yes, we'll close the public hearing, Senator. Senator?
I move the bill with individual recommendation.
Is there a discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
I intend to vote due pass, so you might change it to a due pass if that's what everybody says.
All right. We'll change that motion to include due pass. Any other business to come before this body? Just might point out, Senator Kelly, that you, the schedule of your meetings next week interferes with...
My apologies.
Yeah. Ours, we may find an alternate. We don't have that many pressing issues, but we might schedule it on a Wednesday or a Wednesday or Friday if we can find the time, and maybe that we'll just go on to the next week.
My apologies, Madam Chair. We were trying to find a time for a joint hearing.
Right.
And we just messed up.
Okay. That's... Apologies accepted and unneeded. If there's no further business, the meeting is closed.
Thank you. Good.